Botox.
What?
The all new Beat.
Botox.
Beat.
The all new in my armpits.
Beat.
You're going to get Botox in your armpits?
Yes, I'm
the all new K105.3 Hollywood Beat.
My insurance will cover it, though.
Check it out.
All right, I want to hear about Hollywood, but I want to hear more about you getting Botox in your armpits, because I got a feeling that this was you probably around 10:15, 10:30, can't fall asleep last night, logging on, why are my armpits so sweaty?
All the time. I'm 32 years old. I should not be pitting out like I'm 17.
Oh, did you pit out a lot when you were 17?
Yes. Bad.
You can't wear silk shirts. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
That gray one that I have?
Yeah.
I had to throw it away. It gone.
Could have used it as a chamois.
Let's get to the little Hollywood. I got a quick little beat for you today.
Okay.
You love Dua Lipa, okay?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. You don't want to mess with Dua Lipa, okay?
No?
There is a journalist named Richard Wilkins, okay?
Okay.
And he went at Dua Lipa, and she came back at him.
Like a spider monkey?
Like a spider monkey. Oh, so here's the backstory for this. Dua Lipa had to cancel her appearance at the Bruno Mars concert because she had to have her wisdom teeth out. Do you have your wisdom teeth?
I have one left.
I'll go down that later, but so she had a wisdom teeth out.
You don't remember me getting my wisdom teeth pulled and FaceTiming you with it?
Yeah, but I thought they did both. And why would they only take one?
Yeah, that's all I could afford at that time. I work in radio.
Anyways, Richard Wilkins comes at Dua Lipa saying, huh, funny, she had to cancel her concert with Bruno Mars, but now she's on Jimmy Kimmel Live? Oh, that did not make her happy. Her fans were upset thinking that she canceled it. So she went to her Instagram and posted, LOL at Richard Wilkins. If you were a good journalist, you would have done proper research instead of talking out your blank. Jimmy Kimmel was shot in February in L.A.
Yeah.
And it aired yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in Australia on bed rest. That's why I would have I had to cancel. I would not have canceled my Bruno shows if I did not have to.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. Don't mess.
Dua Lipa.
Don't mess with Dua Lipa. Oh, funny Gail Mila.
Mia.
All these
Mila
names.
Kunis.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. Mila Kunis.
Why are you saying it with an accent almost?
Concatenation.
Say Mila Kunis, just normal voice.
Mila Kunis.
Say Dua Lipa in a normal
voice. Dua Lipa.
You can't do Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Yes. And Kate McKinnon were on Ellen yesterday. And as you know,
Ellen
and Ashton Kutcher, they have two kids. And she's talking about how different they are.
Yes. We just met on the movie, but instant.
Yeah, because y'all are
instant
both
love.
Fantastic. I would think that you would both...
Yeah,
and she
really
already
like
told
other.
Me how brilliant, because we see...
I guess we'll have to cue that one up. I don't know exactly where that came in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, long story short, she's talking about how her son is like a sloth.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yes.
So you have a... I mean, I have two
yes.
girls.
Yes. Yeah, both my children. Both my children. I will tell you a story.
Okay, let me hear it. Wait, hold on. Let me just finish that. That is your beat. It is brought to you by Peterson Jewelers. Forget the rest.
Forgotten.
Shop at the best.
Mila Kunis.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
For the best jewelry and diamonds, come to Peterson Jewelers. Best of Jackson. Voted number one by Jackson Magazine 2016.
All right. So, yesterday we were making turkey meatballs.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, I noticed.
Good?
Yeah, very good. Very good. I brought some. You can try one.
Okay.
Turkey meatballs are delicious.
Okay, come on, finish your story.
There was 3 minutes and 46 seconds left on the oven, and I was in the kitchen. I was stirring up the Mexican rice.
Okay.
And I looked at the kids who were out in the living room, and I said, hey, guys, I'm going to go upstairs and change really quick. I had my work, and I wanted to put on my comfy jeans and a T-shirt.
So uncomfortable.
So I said, guys, I'm going to go upstairs and change. This timer's going to go off. Just pull the turkey out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I go upstairs. I change.
And they both said okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I come back down.
Still in the oven.
Still, the timer hasn't gone off.
Oh.
I managed to do this in about 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Proud of you.
Now, if I were to ask my children to go upstairs and change, I am not lying in that is a 15-minute endeavor. I have no idea what they're doing.
They're changing.
I've raised them correctly. They know how to button. They know how to button. I haven't had to help them button since they were wee ones. But for whatever reason there is, there's a time-space continuum hole up there that for some reason to put on a pair of jeans, a T-shirt, and a couple of socks. Hey, I'll even give you shoes. I can do that in 3 minutes and 30 seconds without even trying. With them.
So you're saying they're slow.
Oh. beyond slow. I don't know what it is. They see so many squirrels.
I'm right there with them.
They go upstairs. Hey, just go upstairs and change so we can leave. I go back upstairs. They're in the middle of an origami project. They didn't even know how to do origami.